Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Welcome to Fritz and Friends on this Tuesday evening, everyone. I'm Cheryl Fritz, along with Scott Eckersley, producing this evening. It's a slick morning this morning, and coming home from the auto show late last evening, but what a time we had. Joining me now on the phone is Baron Mead, who's the chairman of the North American International Auto Show this year. Good evening, Baron. How are you?
Great, Cheryl. How are you?
Very well. I understand you were a little under the weather, so I appreciate you taking some time to be with us today.
Feeling much better. Thank you.
Is the show wearing you out?
You know, it's a long, you got to stay on it. You come in contact with a lot of people, so you got to keep your immune system up.
Shaking a lot of hands. Boy, did we have a wonderful time there yesterday. The staff was incredible, getting us to where we needed to be in credentialing and so forth. So I thank you very much for helping to get that together for us.
It's my pleasure.
No, I'm hearing good things. When I talked to Neil DeVries today, he was telling me that attendance is up for again today. So today's day four, I guess. You've got to be thrilled.
Yes, yeah, we're thrilled with the show. But, I mean, the show itself, and as you saw yesterday, is one of the best shows that we've had even before, the, 2000, before the reorganization of the Detroit 3. So it's the stands are world class. I mean, I just think it's a fantastic show, period.
Well, and it was exciting. I talked with several people, of course, members of the crowd walking through, and the recurrent theme over and over again was the energy level. People were excited. People were thrilled. They were thrilled to see all the cars. The displays were astounding. People were just really excited about everything going on there. From an organizational standpoint, you have to be, really satisfied with the job this year.
Yes, yeah, we're happy. We just want to get through the next couple days here and keep attendance at a high and continue to build, let the show build momentum for next year.
What will your role be next year? You're chairman this year. You were vice chair last year, and you kind of work up that direction. What is your role next year?
Next year I'll stay 2 years on the actual auto show committee. It's a 7-person committee, so you kind of rotate through the chairs, and it creates a lot of good continuity, a lot of experience on the board. So that helps us make some really good decisions.
Very good. We talked about the press preview. I wanted to be there when the public was there so we could talk to some of them. But the importance of the media being there that week before, getting the buzz out, what does something like that do for the show? Obviously, it's important because you do it for the full week before the show comes on.
Well, I mean, I think the whole, the NAIAS, this is its 23rd year, and really what it started is it moved Detroit from a regional show, that press didn't show up to. When it, 23 years ago, Chicago was the biggest show in North America. So we were able to take the Detroit show from 9th all the way to 1st place by inviting the press. And when the press show up, the manufacturers are more inclined to spend more on their displays and bring more products and product messages that haven't been seen anywhere. And so it kind of builds on itself once it's set down the right path.
Several of the folks we spoke with yesterday talked about more extravagant displays and so forth, and people spending the money, the manufacturers spending the money to be there. We also talked about about Porsche coming back again after an absence for a while. All these things point to the importance of this Detroit show, I guess, reiterating what you just said.
Yes. I mean, North America is a very profitable market, and in order to do well, to get your message out to the press, I mean, you're going to have 5,100, we've got close to 5,500 people from the media from all around, over 60 countries came in. So if you have a product message, I think Detroit, there's no question Detroit's the place. And the other thing is we've got Cobo Center for close to 3 months to do these builds, which no other place in North America has. The LA show or the New York show doesn't have that, or Chicago doesn't have that lead time. So the manufacturers can build a more substantial display, and that's, I think, what we saw from, Ford is, if you walk through the Ford display, it's like Ford World. And then the Germans did a fantastic job with Audi and Mercedes, all new displays, and those stands, they don't, those are custom built for the Detroit show only.
I was able to talk with a gentleman near us. We were placed between Buick and GMC, which were stunning. And I was able to talk with one of the gentlemen who had kind of engineered and constructed the GMC. And he was telling me about the time frame involved with putting it together. And like you said, having that warehouse, he said, you need to understand, Cheryl, this goes from a gigantic warehouse to what you're seeing here, you know, in an amazingly short period of time.
Yeah, it's incredible what they do. But once the, you know, again, from a design standpoint and getting your product message across, you know, the design of the display and the automobiles in it is really what it's trying to get across to the consumer.
And all of the areas are quite individual and unique. As you said, the Ford area, it's a huge area there. And the Chevy, like the pavilion, I guess you almost call it, very unique. And I enjoyed the running the gamut between the hybrid cars and the little smart cars and the little electric cars, you know, to the Bentleys and the Jaguars and the Porsches. I mean, I ran into a group of three gentlemen. Each of them were there looking. They were all together, but looking for something else. One was looking for a high-performance truck. Another was looking for a luxury car. And a third was looking for, you know, to go green. And they were actually really looking. They were looking to buy and to head out from there and buy. And several folks said they were seeing that kind of activity.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no better showroom on the planet, when you think about it, than Cobo Center for these for this period of time, for these 2 weeks. So, you know, you can, whatever vehicle you're interested in, you can find it at NAIAS.
I was also very impressed to know that any questions I asked about the cars, there was someone right there to answer it completely, and they clearly weren't canned answers. They knew the products, and they were quite happy to help me with any questions I had. So, I mean, talk about a great opportunity for consumers.
Yes, yeah, the product specialists have an incredible amount of the latest knowledge on each vehicle. They're a great resource.
There's quite a giving part of the auto show. The preview party raised an awful lot of money on Friday evening.
Yes, I mean, the generosity of people in Southeast Michigan is always incredible, even during difficult times. And so we reflected that the tickets used to be $400, and last year we reduced them to $250, and our numbers are coming back. You know, we sold close to 10,600 tickets, raised over $2.6 million for local children's charities. So it's really, you know, that's one of the best parts of the show. There's many great parts of this experience, but you know, being able to raise that money and give that back to the community is really gratifying.
Well, as you say, it's an area that is known across the country has taken some hits recently economically. To be able to pull together and raise money in a situation like this is truly it's reflective of the kind of folks we are here in Michigan.
Yep, there's no question. There's no question. Nobody wants to see the state succeed and the auto industry succeed and the people of Michigan succeed. So, and we all do here. So we care about it the most.
And the rest of the week, now today there was something special with Chevy, wasn't there? With the Chevy Volt, there was some special activities that happened there. Were you familiar with that?
There was there was some awards. There's awards giving out every day. The Volt had a big, the International Car and Truck of the Year Awards. And then tomorrow is Education Day, and the governor will be there in the morning early. So, again, tomorrow is a great way to use NAIS to showcase the types of opportunities that there are in the auto industry. And as the hiring wheel starts turning again, it's going to be an exciting place to work and live.
Well, we'll just remind folks once again the hours of the show. The show goes through January 23rd, 9 till 10 every day. The 22nd, it's 23rd, 9 to 7 p.m. Am I correct?
Yep. Sunday is till 7.
Okay, correct. And tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for seniors, and $6 for children ages 7 to 12. It's an amazing value when you think of 700,000 square feet of entertainment, beautiful cars, helpful folks. It's definitely a must-see. We had a great time yesterday and learned a lot and saw a lot of beautiful cars.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you had a chance to make it down, and that way you can speak from experience. But it's such a great show, and it's easy to get in and out of Cobo, and it's going to be a great show.
Very good.
Come on down.
Well, Baron, I can't thank you again enough for your help with us and for doing the show so well. And we'll look forward to running into you again in the future.
That'd be great.
Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Baron Mead, who's chairman of the North American International Auto Show, the 2011 version. If you haven't gotten down there yet, it's a great thing to do in the middle of January, that's for certain. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.